Dictation for Brian, B-R-I-A-N, excuse me, B-R-Y-A-N, McFalls, M-C-F-A-L-L-S, August 1666, address as a letter, Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L-L, 539-4480. Dear Dr. Patel, a follow-up for Mr. McFalls with advanced renal failure secondary to insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Offer him an in-person visit. He took a phone visit. Says to be feeling well. No hospital or emergency room visit. Has respiratory failure from a smoker COPD. Uses oxygen 2-3 liters mostly at night. Productive cough without purulent material hemoptysis. No chest pain, pleuritic discomfort. Isolated nausea, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, breathing with urine output. Presently no smoking. Weakness but no focal deficit, no lightheadedness, no falling episode, has an AV fistula, review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the phosphorus binders, the vitamin D125 for blood pressure on Norvas, Lasix, Coric, on cholesterol treatment, short long-acting insulin, inhalers. He's minimizing the use of Phenergan for nausea because of diabetic gastroparesis to avoid problems of tardive dyskinesia. Next paragraph, he's able to speak in full sentences, no gross respiratory distress, alert oriented time 3, very pleasant. Next number, chemistry September, creatinine 3.6. Slowly progressive over time, but stabilizing. GFR 18, stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal. No gross anemia, white blood cell count fluctuates, but no evidence of local infection, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, CKD stage 4-5, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, AV fistula open. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, bone mineral abnormalities with renal failure on phosphorus binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment vitamin D. Next number, prior smoker, COPD, respiratory failure, oxygen at night. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. We start dialysis based on symptoms, like encephalopathy, chest pain, pericarditis, pulmonary edema, which is not able to control by salt, fluid restriction, and diuretics. That's not the case on him. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 2 months. We will start dialysis anytime when he needed. End of dictation.